relationship that a person has with Torah, mitzvahs, let's remind ourselves where we're holding. We started off with the riddle of Kli Reik Einei Machzik, Kli Molei Machzik, which means that when a person wants to, what this chelik of the Sefer is about, it's about Das Torah, about how a person holds on to Torah, absorbs Torah, connects to Torah. And the first rule that governs that is Kli Reik Einei Machzik. If you're empty of Ruchnius, you can't have Ruchnius. And the big riddle was, how do we start? So we spoke at length by Chavon Gedol a number of weeks about the inyan of the people of Bali Musa take up less space. We spoke about the inyan of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs create kedusha. Mitzvahs bring ruchnius to the person's guf, and that allows the person to absorb Torah. We said lefizeh, that's a complete new picture of how a person does a mitzvah. We learned the Rambam's description of how a person does a mitzvah with all his involvement, and beikar we spoke about kavana and das, because if the purpose of mitzvahs is to create the platform in the guf for kachenu b'mitzvah sachem l'sechel kachenu b'soyer sachem. So then there's a huge nafka mina about how a person does a mitzvah and how much other person is involved in the mitzvah. That brought us to what we started to speak about 2 weeks ago. We brought down the Drosh HaSaran or Avir Amad Reish Tess, that the Ran said that the Yitzhak Avinu told Esau to go ahead and bring matamim, to go bring food, what we call balaz, before he gave the brachas, was because he understood that he has to get his guf involved in order to calm down, to be mefayis, the teva hametzik. Teva, the nudging, the teva, the lashon of the Ran calls it the teva hametzik. Ki im behachnia hatevim kulom kedesha tisyachet hanefesh vitasik. In order that the nefesh should be able to focus on what's being done over here, is you have to get the guf involved, you have to calm the tivim down. Now, at first glance, at least from this drosh around, it sounds like a food zach, that you have to get the guf happy, so sleep enough and eat enough, and a Talmud Chacham doesn't fight his guf. The Alishur calls it pius haguf. Why is it so important for a person to create a peace treaty with his guf? Because the fi, what we say in the last few weeks, in order to get to Das Torah, you have to break the Kli Reik Einei Machzik cycle. In order to do that, you have to do Kachena Mitzvah Yisachar, and then Mitzvah Yisachar Yisachar. But then you have to be involved in the mitzvah. And if your guf is nudging, and your guf is busy thinking about other things, and your guf has other agendas, so then your guf's not involved in the mitzvah. So how much of a Kachena Mitzvah Yisachar you're going to get out of a mitzvah that your guf is not involved with? I gave the example 2 weeks ago, the marshal of the Chafetz Chaim negotiating with his body to get out of bed in the morning. And why does he have to negotiate with his guf and we don't? Because we stay in bed. So if you stay in bed and you take 5% of you and go to shul, there's no problem. But the Chafetz Chaim said, I'm not doing Avodas Hashem like that. I'm doing Avodas Hashem with my full guf. This topic is not just a topic of food. What the Alishur is trying to get across is, and I'm going to show you two examples that he says. What the Alishur is trying to get across is that if you're doing Avodas Hashem and you're distracted, so what's the problem of that? It means the Alishur over here is raising to a new bar the whole topic of doing mitzvahs / Avodas Hashem when you're distracted. So up to now he said, okay, so it's a quality part. I did it this amount, that amount. But he says that when you're ignoring the distractions, when you're ignoring your guf, it doesn't just mean your guf of hunger. Hunger is a very primitive, prosta way of talking about it. But when you're ignoring the distractions that you have, what that means is that you're not fully involved in Avodas Hashem. I'll give two examples that he gives. Page Reish Yud. Ma mo'id mazika, second paragraph. Ma mo'id mazika lo'ovid Hashem has almost b'tivov. How damaging it is to an Ovid Hashem who ignores his nature. He gives an example. The guy is davening. And he has all types of machshavas which are mixing up his kavana. So what does he do? Says the Alishur. You try harder. How do you try harder? You stand there, you shackle more. Machriach atzmei lechavin, you force yourself to lechavin. So you do the backward forward shackle, that doesn't work. Then you do the washing machine shackle, okay? And then you do the washing machine backward forward, close your eyes till you see black shackle. That's the ultimate weapon against Machshav Zaris. And then Vachri Kamamilo Shaltila, Shuv Matridis is a Machshav Zadimianis. While you're trying to get your eyesight back, because you're seeing blue and black, the Machshavas and the Mianis came back. So stop right there. Now, watch what the Ali Shur is saying. The Ali Shur is saying something very, very teeth. So look at the Ali Shur, sorry. He says, look, up till now, up till you read a Zah paragraph, so how do we look at it? We look at it like this. We say that davening is a Shur Zah. It's all take focus. I have a million things on my mind. We're very, very busy people here, Dua. And they distract me. So sometimes you do the twist, what we call, and you do the forward. Sometimes you do both, and sometimes you don't do it all. Sometimes you're in Yayish, sometimes you forget to shuckle. Sometimes you shuckle without forgetting, sometimes you forget without shuckling. Kiyudua, we shuckle, back and forth. But he's asking an interesting question. He's saying, I have a question. Did you ever see a guy, is he talking to the Eberster and you're shuckling back and forth and twist, close your eyes, tight. Did you ever see a guy talking to his father? I see both of you, their parents, I presume they're talking to their parents because they're asking for money. That's why I take for granted. You ever see a guy calling his parents, Tati, Mommy, shuckling back and forth, twisting, Mom, I need a credit card. Please transfer more. Why not, by the way? What's the reason why they? You're talking and talking. I mean, either, even a guy who has severe ADD doesn't chuckle when he talks. I mean, there are that type of guy that talks, but we're not talking about normal people, okay? There are people who chuckle when they talk. What's the shanda, by the way? He says why. Mehichon noivin yamoy narega v'yizboinin. Could you stop a second and see? Mehichon noivin koladim yonis. Where are all your fantasies coming from? Ma'o matri das tefilos. What's bothering your davening? So there's a long list. Is it koyach haguf shalei baal sepukai? Is it maybe you're tired, you're hungry? Maybe it's gaiva that doesn't let you humble yourself and daven? Find out why everything in your body, in your emotional system, is fighting the davening. What's the raya, by the way? Because you're not davening. So here's the part. We could look at it, and this is what I call the Ali Shur going global. You could look at such a zach as a local davening problem. It's hard to focus on davening. Davening today, you don't see him, you don't feel him, he doesn't answer back. So it's hard to focus. So we all have a form of focusing issues. What the Ali Shur is saying is something else. What the Ali Shur is saying is that what percentage b'chlal of you is b'chlal involved in the mitzvah? What percentage did you bring to the table, b'chlal? You came to davening. What percentage of you came to davening? What else is going on inside of you? Is it gaiva? Is it hunger? Is it tired? Is it kas? Is it b'chlal? Why is it so hard to daven? When you talk to your father, your mother, your chaver, you don't shuckle. So why when you daven you shuckle? So it's not just a davening issue. It's not to do mitzvahs ignoring everything else that's going on. That means we do mitzvahs, but we're doing it with 5% of ourselves. What's the raya? They have to shuckle. And by the way, when we shuckle, we're trying to get 5%. To shuckle, we do the 5%. So Zokta Ali Shur, what's happening with the other 95% of you that obviously doesn't want to daven, because doesn't want to come along for the ride? What's the shuckling? The shuckling is trying to drag your guf along for the ride. The guf doesn't want to daven. Your emotional system doesn't want to daven. And you're trying to force it to daven. That's what shuckling is. So Ali Shur, go a little bit over and above the davening issue. Why doesn't your guf want to participate in davening? And Ali Shur is tightening that's the issue. The issue is you're davening, but your guf's not participating in davening. What's the raya? You're shuckling like a washing machine. That's a raya that your guf doesn't want to participate. And what interests the Ali Shur over here is the klal, not the prat. Doesn't interest in the davening for it. What interests the Ali Shur over here is the fact that you're involved in a major ruchnius activity, avoidus tefillah, and you're not there. Your body doesn't want to participate. You have this tow truck called shuckling towing company, and you're dragging the goof along, and the goof pulls back, it doesn't want to go. You try to drag it along, you put another chain on it, and try to drag it, drag, towing company, computer, and then it keeps falling off the truck, and then you drag it up again. But the question is, why isn't your truck coming, why isn't the thing coming along for the ride? That's the issue. Here's another example. Nagia no latzmenu, heim kva koranu pa b'chayenu kriyashma b'kabolos oil amitis. Were you ever yetz kriyashma? I once heard him say this live in Mir Yeshiva, this line. He said that, I'll prove to you, you never were Yetzir Kriyashma. Haim Chodru Hadvarm L'Teich Techenu? Did the words of Shema penetrate to our inner world? The Kiblu Kol HaTivim and all the parts of us, the Kol HaTchunas and all your Midas, Esa Emes Ki Hashem Elokeinu? V'miskamnu L'kach B'Teich HaKor HaBruo Shenov Es Hashem Gam B'Yitzreinu Hara? Hay B'Chol Levovcha? B'Shnei Yitzrecha, right? Everyone knows the drasha. You say it over at the Shabbos table. Do you know what that means? B'chal to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'gam Kishad Yalem Suyos Nefesh? Or even Chas HaShalom, worse than that money? Says it's funny. The guy says b'chol nafshecha is thinking about, goes back to the Inquisition. They put him on the stake there, and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. All of Barcelona heard the Echad. Right, Madrid, 1492, he's at the stake. He starts to cry. B'chol nafshecha. Amo kishanachshav hayim. As then Nilma covered, what about, he says, how about not getting yourself burned at the stake, which is very exciting. He says, how about making a Kabbalah when you say Shema Yisrael that you're going to learn for 3 hours with Sufis. And then he says a line over here, which I don't know what he's talking about. He says, Shezeb vade pochus me'asher hisar v'chem. That's less than getting burned alive. Doesn't make sense. You really said, yeah, Nachidish? He says, making a Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad, with a Kabbalah to learn 3 hours with Tufis is less than getting burned alive. Out of touch. Haim gam lekach naskim haskoma gemura. He says, why not? He says, isn't it funny? He says, you're prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem and you find yourself humming in the middle of b'chol nafshecha the animamin that the gerers were massacring by the gas chambers and murdered the kenigin that you have no problem doing. Your mom is walking in, singing. And you can't be makabel on yourself to sit for whole Seder for 3 days in a row or 3 hours in a row? He says, isn't that strange? He says, what's the pshat that? He says, you're obviously out of touch with yourself, right? That means your body's not on the program. Something's wrong. He once said, Amar de Gazach, he once said, I heard him say in yeshiva, he once said that he has a raya muchachas that nobody ever was Yetzir Kriya Shema. He said, nobody's ever Yetzir Kriya Shema. He says, why? Because a guy was mekabel on himself, Hashem Echad, right? His dalet resonated all the way to Ramana Shkol. and his eyes were black and blue from closing it so tight. He was mekabel to all the kabbalists in all the Siddurim, Sfarad, Ashkenaz, art school linear, the Kahena, the Rabbi, maybe Yev Shalaforta. And the guy was mekabel, and he was mekabel on himself on all the Zevorim. Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, all the Elamas, Atzilus, Asiya, he heard about that thing once. And everything, Mamash. Echot, Kabbalah, Sol, Machshava, you know what that is? And it says before in the article, says, from Kabbalah, yourself, everything. Psh. So he says, it's funny, you come home, Ben Esmanim, your mother says, please take out the garbage. Nothing, little thing, came home, you had supper, it was ready, everything. Take out the garbage. What's your natural reaction? Don't tell me what to do. So he says, funny, here you, Kabbalah, on yourself, till your eyes turn blue. And you turned around all the lamas up and down. And you recover yourself. Did everything you're going to do, everything you're going to think, you were only the Eibishter. And you said you had no natural reaction. Isn't that funny? No rejection. Your mother. Your mother asked you to take out the garbage. No. You do it anyway because you want your allowance. So can you do it? But. The natural reaction is, don't tell me what to do. He says, how could it be? You just a second ago, you were makabal on yourself. You know what he said? He says, you don't mean it. And you weren't Yetzir Kriya Shema. He gave a clap. He says he wants to say a chiddush. Nobody's Yetzir Kriya Shema. Because he says if you would have been makabel, you said, well, Malchus Shemayim, your body would reject. And since your body did reject, because I says you were makabel. Are you seeing black and blue because you were having to all this adorable? He said, yeah. It has to do with this thing of getting burned alive in Madrid in 1492. And together with the Yisayid Asher Javoydu, who came to see the Geret Tzedek in Vilna burned the Yadua. And you're thinking that's no brainer, right? I can get myself burned in Vilna with the goyin and the Yisrael Shor Shavayda. You know the master. The Geret Tzedek in Vilna was burned. The Yisrael Shor Shavayda snuck in, and he said Amen to his bracha. Ah, no, but take out the garbage. Yeah, take out my garbage, mother said. No way. They should change all the siddurim. By the way, what's the business with Avomis and things like that? Why didn't you want? By the way. Did you ever check to see why your body presses reject every time your mother or your dira mate says it's your turn to take out to the garbage? We have to go to the mother's Zangazuntushtak. We have over here locally our own rejects on the spot. Somebody tells you what to do, you say no. You're a nice guy, and then the guy who does take out the garbage, the Eilim says that he's a Baal Chesed, and then when they call for Shaduchim, they have to check, doesn't mean that he's a Baal Chesed, he's not a Lamdim, or he's a Baal Chesed because he's from out of town. And my high, if they said he's a Baal Chesed, was Tutzach over here, why did they say first he's a Masbid, why did they say first he's a Baal Chesed? Because yeah, he's the only guy who takes out the garbage in the Dira. So what does that mean? Where does that come from? Is the pshat is that that's his avodas Hashem because he can't learn? Is he like the Mesil Sasham Shaita from the Hagdoma? My high, was Tutzach over here? But if somebody told me to take out the garbage, the Eilim says no, right? Why is that? Says the Ali Shor. That's what he said. He said, you know, yes, because you become not in touch with your body. You said Shema. 1% of you said Shema. Which the 1%? The hand that was on your eye and the black and blue they see in your eyes. Nothing else. And you read the article Siddur when it said Shema Chavin. Nothing else of you was involved because none of you accepted what's going on. Haray, he says, Hechrechu lefai. And he says, think about it. Why is it taki easier for you to be burned alive at the stake with Shema Yisrael? You can pick any nigun you want. And to go straight through. Is it funny, Zach? Why is it that we could, all of us right now, we can close our eyes, we're prepared to get burned alive at the stake, guest chambers, and 3 hours Ritzufis tomorrow morning. It's a Friday, so it's a double whammy. Okay? Our goof says no. And he says a weird Zach. He says that learning 3 hours is less than getting burned alive. But why is that, by the way? What's up? By the way, LMI, we're phonies when we say burned alive. We're not phonies. I'm telling you, if they would come and say burned alive, we would all step up to it. Wish my Israel with the right kavanas. Without question, without blinking an eye, every one of us. So why is it so difficult to be with Chal 3 hours tomorrow morning, Friday, tomorrow morning, Parshat Baal Leitzcha? That this a week after Shavuos, Nishtahin, Nishtaher, Yedira went away, they didn't go away, they're going to go away, they didn't go away, they didn't invite you to go away, they're coming to go away, they don't want to go away, you want to go away. It's Erev Shabbos, Baal Leitzcha, 3 hours with Tufus, 9:30 to 12:30. You still have 7 hours till Shabbos. The body says, no! Why not? So we're not in touch with our guf. That means we operate. That means everything else we do, we're operating with on a 1% battery. And he says, Ki derech ze shaloylis alim min aguf. Look at this line. Ela losim leiv elov begishtenu l'kaimitz, to pay attention to what's going on inside of us. Mivir li de kivun chodosh legamri v'chol v'desenu. Get a new approach to all our davening, to all our words Hashem. Hamesim libo legufoy v'nelatz lahabit l'toich tohoim asherat l'ov, poetic line. Somebody who pays attention to his guf and is prepared to look inside to the depth of rebellion that's inside. Rebellion means in English, I don't want. I don't want to get the garbage. I don't want to learn in 3 hours. Shum oifen any yochel deroes, b'chulu, 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 b'chulu.